Realtalk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to How to Recognize Authentic Love, the Linda and Scott Herring Love Story of Hope. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I just want to welcome you on this Valentine's weekend. And it's also the Super Bowl weekend today. It's an interesting day for these two amazing souls. So I want to welcome, without further ado, our beautiful guests, because they are an inspiration. And there are so many women out there that are still looking for that little bit of hope. So I would like to introduce to you right now, Mrs. Linda and Mr. Scott Herring. How are you two doing?
We're fantastic.
We're doing very well, thank you.
I am so happy that you guys joined us because I'm telling you, there are so many out there that really don't even know how to recognize authentic love because of all the drama and the trauma that a lot of us have gone through. So, Linda, why don't you share a little bit first, before we go any further, a little bit about yourself. You are our Miss Ambassador for Children's Safety. I wanted you to share what that really means and actually how it all brought you guys together, too, but we'll get to that in a minute. So just share with the audience a little bit about who you are, and then I would love for your husband to also do the same. So go ahead. Linda, you first.
Okay. I am Linda Berg Herring. I am a private investigator, and the reason I'm affiliated with, or I'm an ambassador for children's safety, because my passion is the fight against human trafficking and sex trafficking of children. My platform is intended to help raise awareness of trafficking and educate people on how to hopefully protect their children and themselves from such evil that befalls way too many kids all over the world,
exactly,
including where we live.
And
Scott,
I want you guys to talk about that a little bit later, because where we live, a lot of people are in denial. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about you, sir.
Well, I was born in Stockton, California. I went to first grade. No, I'm just kidding. I won't go that far back. So I'm basically born and raised in California, and also a private investigator, and came from a divorced family. My parents divorced when I was 10, and lived with my mom for a good part of that time, and eventually, after I graduated high school, moved down to live with my dad to kind of see what that was like, and got into the entertainment business for a while. And while I was doing that, fell across somebody that was in private investigations, and that's kind of how it started, serving subpoenas and, you know, different process of service and things like that. And over the course of years, just ended up getting my own license, and that's kind of what I'm doing now. I was working at a church for a while, which was really good. I kind of needed that at the time, and, you know, have a spiritual side to me as well. And so it's been through the private investigations that that actually brought my wife and I together. So,
which is the next question that I have. I would like for you to share with the audience, because right now it's a very difficult time to go out, meet people, and how you two came together is really by the hand of God. It was just so simplistic. And so why don't you two, you guys can join together or just want to go off of each other, but tell us how you connected. Tell our audience how you two connected as individuals and then how it came together as a love connection.
Okay. I have to start this out by saying the people that are out there looking for love, stop looking. It's when you're not looking that it happens.
Exactly.
Last thing I was looking for. But, yeah, we connected on social media because we were both investigators, what, like 14 years ago, in like 2007. And in 2014, we were both part of a group that was formed that to volunteer for helping find missing kids. And then we started having a little bit more interaction. Always just professional. Nothing, you know, we never had any personal interaction until – that's January.
Till the day we got married. That's the first time we met.
It was almost that quick.
We didn't talk on the phone until we were engaged.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Our entire relationship developed via Facebook Messenger.
Gosh, see, so it can work that way. But Scott, what was it about Linda that made you so enchanted? Because that's really what it looked like to me.
Well, like she said, you know, we started talking, you know, a long time ago on social media and, you know, commenting on different posts and things like that. And like she said, I wasn't looking for love, any kind of relationship or anything like that. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why was because, you know, she had somebody that she was seeing at the time. And I have a little mobile pizza oven. And so I had even said at one time, because we have mutual friends, I said, hey, you know, I'll have to come down and bring my pizza oven and I'll grab, you know, these mutual friends and we'll come down and I'll cook some pizzas for you and your man. And she was like, oh, that'd be great. Sounds awesome. And so over the course of time, and I'm going to say probably, you know, a year, I didn't make it down there. And so I sent, you know, another text amongst others at the time. I said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry I haven't made it down there to cook pizzas for you and your man, but maybe sometime I'll get down there, you know, this new year and we'll try it. And this was at the beginning of 2021. And she had said the comment that she put down, well, it's just going to have to be for me and my dog. And I was like genuinely interested to like, wow, what happened? You know, I mean, because they had been, you know, as far as I knew, they had been seeing each other for a while or whatnot. So I was like more concerned of like, it wasn't like, oh, wow, she's single. It was more like, wow, what happened, you know? And so as a result of that, you know, we kind of started, you know, talking a little bit more on social media. Again, we didn't talk on the phone. It was just all through social media. And it would be comments about, I like to cook. She likes to cook. So if I cook something, she would comment like, oh, it's making me hungry or whatever it was. And so that's what happened for a long time. And then as we started texting more, at least me, I started realizing, you know, because of being in the business together, we had a lot of things in common. But even outside of that, there's, you know, we just shared a lot of common interests and things and stuff like that. And so that's the reason why I think it kind of developed from that. And like she said, we didn't speak at all. It was a matter of we kind of both just knew or at least strongly felt that things were going in the right direction. And then it was like, you know, wow, maybe we just get married. And who cares about the long 1-3 year dating thing? We've both been married several times, so we didn't need that. And it was like, why waste time? You know, traditionally people say if you don't wait a certain length of time, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? And so we were just like, hey, you know what? I don't care what people think. This is what we're doing. You know, God brought us together. She has a spiritual side of her. I have a spiritual side of me. And, you know, we felt that it was just God bringing us together, and we just decided to run with it. And that's kind of how it's worked out to this point.
We're old. We didn't want to waste time.
Why, honey? I get it.
Which really is important because how you were confident, okay? Now, I'm sure your backgrounds and what you do for a living also played into play because, you know, being married to law enforcement for as long as I was married, I'm always, I mean, in detailed, right? So what gave you the confidence to go ahead and make that next move, to just jump? What was the one thing that clicked? Was there one thing?
I would say there were several things, not just one thing.
Okay.
But we...
Please
we
give
match.
Examples. There's women out there. Go.
Okay. Our morals match. Our integrity levels match. Those are two huge ones for me.
Our gray hairs match. No, never mind. My gray. You don't have gray hair.
I don't have any gray hair. What are you talking about?
She has none. I swear.
Right
I was
no,
there.
No gray hair. Okay. but no, it was just like the
sense of
really
humor.
Important.
Sense of humor.
Yes, our sense of humor clearly. We're both crazy, so that matched. We both, you know, because like you said, we each had multiple prior marriages that didn't work, and we knew what we wouldn't accept. Didn't you know what we wanted, what we didn't want? So it was pretty simple, actually. It just kind of evolved. Very,
now,
you know,
you just said
naturally.
Something. You just said something that I want you both to play on for a minute, is that you knew what you didn't want. Okay. And so I want you to share with the audience a little bit of your background, you know, that I ask you for a lot, Linda. Why don't you share with the audience what are some of the key things some of the women don't recognize? Because our foundational scripture today is love is, and I had to put that out there, is because when I was going through all my drama, I had no idea what love was. Had no idea until I finally read 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, and it, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. Wow, I mean, it doesn't boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. I want you to share a little bit of the things that women need to recognize on what they should or, well, should, I hate shitting on people, but what they should no longer accept. What were some of the things that you would no longer accept in your life?
Okay. Start out, number one, is obviously any type of physical abuse. That somebody hits you, grabs you, slaps you, acts like they're going to do any of those things once, they're going to do it again, and it will escalate. So that one thing like that, done. Lying is another huge one. They have to be honest. You've got to look for honesty. So if someone lies about a bunch of little things around you, they'll lie about the big things later. So that's huge. You have to be able to trust them. Respect is huge. If they're disrespectful to you, they put you down. They don't care what you think or feel or your opinion on anything. What else? I was thinking great stuff, but you were still talking.
That's okay because I want Scott to answer it as well, and you guys play off of each other, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
Scott, as a man,
I have
in
another
your perspective. Oh, go ahead.
I said I have another good one. During a relationship, while I was fighting cancer, I sat across the table and told the person that I was literally killing myself supporting us and that I needed help, and all that person did was look at me.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to help. That's a huge red flag. That's like a banner.
Yeah, let's not start.
I know.
I'm going to start saying bad words.
It's a good one,
bad words. Bad words.
Okay. Scott's turn.
Scott's turn. Scott, from a male perspective, what won't you accept anymore?
I think, you know, one of them is just sometimes being heard. You know, some of my relationships in the past have been, you know, talking to somebody and they're really not paying attention to you, and it gives you the impression that nothing that you do matters. Your conversation, that the things that come out of your mouth don't warrant me taking a break to even listen to you, to what you have to say. And it could even be unintentional at times from the other person, but the person that, you know, in my case, like it was like, I took it like, wow, you know, does anything I say have any importance at all? And it doesn't have to be even it was important. It was just something that maybe a comment or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. Support is a really good thing. You know, I've always been the type of person that's always kind of, you know, I've just been creative and I've always tried to look for, you know, different things to be involved with and or different organizations or whatever. And it's important sometimes just to have support or interaction with the support. Like, you know, this is what I think, you know, that sounds like a great thing. Or what about this? Or, you know, maybe taking some interest. I think that you have to take interest in your partner's endeavors, whatever that might be. You know, if they like to go bird watching and you hate birds, you got to suck it up and go watch some birds for a while. You know, I love to watch planes and just watch planes take off and land. I've been a fanatic of aviation all my life, and I get a lot of relaxation by just sitting and watching planes. Well, that could be extremely boring for somebody. But it's nice to be able to go and do that with the person that you're with. You don't have to make a whole day out of it, but, you know, just take interest. And so I think that was a big thing. And then, you know, commitment is a big thing, because nowadays, you know, with divorces and stuff happening every minute, people get divorced for just the littlest tiny things. Nobody believes in working out anything. If there's an issue, there's no, it's like, hey, there's more fish in the sea, or, you know, we all know those traditional phrases that people like to use. And it's just, you know, you want to find somebody that's willing to stick it out and work together, you know. And those are the things that, you know, I just didn't want to tolerate somebody that wasn't going to, that was just going to leave the first time something came about that wasn't their way, or, you know, over a little argument over something or whatever, you know. And so commitment was a big thing. And so those are kind of the top things for me.
I love it. Now, let me ask you again another question, Scott. It's really important, and we started the Four Guardian program, and we launched it in Greece this year with my brother, Takis, and I'm so grateful that you guys are still connected, and I hope you guys still are. I know he's really busy right now. But it's really important as a woman, and I love watching it. How important is it for men to step up and really be guardians and protectors of the women in their life?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, that comes apart. It comes along with the sacrifice, you know, biblically, like the Bible says, you know, love your wife like Christ loved the church. Well, you need to be able to back things up. You need to take interest, and that's part of taking interest. If they're involved in something, be involved with them. You know, so many people feel like because one partner has something that the other person has something else, and you can't be involved together on things. And that's not true. I mean, I support my wife on things that she is involved with that I might not be, but I also go to events and things like that of things that she is involved with, because I want to be there for support. I think nowadays, to be honest with you, I think a lot of people use the, well, that's how it was when I grew up, phrase. I don't know how to do this because I wasn't raised like that, or, and I'm specifically meaning to, like, maybe men that beat up or that abuse women, because that's the way it was in my life. Well, that's a cop-out, you know. Break the cycle. We all have choices. We make good choices and bad choices, and you're going to suffer the consequences, or deal with the consequences, I say, for whatever. Whether it's a bad thing, you're going to suffer the consequences, and if it's a good thing, you're going to have consequences of that too. So I just think that it's important for, you know, men to step up. And, you know, over the course of time, if you really go back and look at television shows and things like that, they always made the man look like some blundering idiot that didn't know how to do this and didn't know how to do that, and was just the one that was like the doofy dad and all this other kind of stuff. And I think men nowadays don't step up and just take a position. And it doesn't mean you have to be abusive, and doesn't mean you have to be verbally abusive. It just means, you know, like Linda said, just step up and help out. Do what you can, you know. Just be interested, be involved. And I just think nowadays that a lot of people just feel that, you know, the woman has their place, the man has their place, and things like that. And those times are just kind of done.
Yeah, I think it's be a partner, yeah. A real partner.
Yeah.
A real partner. I agree. One question have for you. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say your partner should compliment you, not compete or complicate, I guess, you know. So that's one of the things that, you know, I want my wife to be proud. It's not that I'm going to walk around like a peacock or anything like that, but, you know, just to be proud of the person that you're with. And it doesn't mean that they're perfect by any means, because I'm way far from perfect. We all are. But you're at least trying. You're trying to do the best you can. You try to be as encouraging as you can. You try to be as uplifting as you can. You know, you don't want to break people down. You want to lift people up. And that doesn't just go for your partner. That goes for people that you just come in contact with every ordinary day. Just be nice.
Be nice, right? Wouldn't that be a concept if we could just be nice? Which brings me to a very nice subject that we can all talk about. And maybe you guys can share a little bit about blending a family, because you have a little, beautiful little man. And I love him so, like, coming into Linda's family with our little Mannix, because, you know, our animals are our children. So what was it like? And tell us what it is to be a daddy to little Mannix.
Well, I should say, you know, we all had animals over the course of the years. We all think that our animals are the best animals on the planet. I mean, that just goes unsaid. And I've always seen posts of Mannix on social media and things like that. But when I actually got to meet him, of course, he was standoffish, as he should have been for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And that was a good thing. But now that I've been around and, you know, we've developed this little relationship, you know, he's definitely one of the best things he's got a great personality. The fact that he's a spy pup, I mean, whoever knew that you could walk into a family of investigators and have a spy pup for your son. So I think,
right.
You know, yeah. Well, I mean, what are the odds of that? It could have been a janitorial pup, but this one just happened to be a spy pup. So
yeah, it's a real pup.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue into our next segment. And then we have one more question before we go. But the next segment is the spy team. You guys are so amazing. And I don't find it coincidental that today is the Super Bowl. So I want you to share a little bit of what your team does to combat human trafficking and why you both are so passionate about this topic and why you've chosen it as your platform to stand on. Why is that, Linda?
I've always been passionate about people not hurting children and the elderly. And from the very beginning, one of the very first cases I worked as a private investigator 40 years ago involved a missing child. And when we found her, we learned that a family member had taken her and had sold her to someone else for sex. So she was being trafficked, although they did not call it that then. So it's been going on forever. It's hugely prevalent here in Orange County, which a lot of people choose not to believe, but it is. It's a growing, growing, growing issue. It's second only to the major drug industry as far as revenue goes, and it will surpass it at the rate it's going. Super Bowl weekend, or where the Super Bowl is, has the highest incidence of sex trafficking of any event all year long anywhere in the world.
Oh,
so
crazy.
This is a huge weekend for the fight.
And what do they do, if you know anything, what do they do to help combat it? Because it's here in L.A. right now. I mean, and people here in Southern California just don't want to believe that it's a reality. So what are they doing to combat it here?
Right. Well, they're trying to get the word out on how to spot a victim. And in some ways it's easier than you might think. If you see a young girl walking next to an adult male and she just you know, gut instinct is huge. If she looks like she doesn't belong, if she looks like she's scared, mm-hmm. if you ask her something about where you are, like the location, and she has no clue, that's a sign. If the person tries to stop her from talking to you, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, law enforcement had a lot of training in this in the last several years, maybe last 10 years or so. They've ramped it up a lot. And I would say at least half of the rescues, if not more, result from just a regular person reporting something they saw that looked suspicious. So either a flight
right.
attendant, someone at the airport, someone at a party, someone at the game sees something and goes up to the authorities and says, hey, check this out.
Right. See something, say something, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot thank you both enough for doing what you do as far as human trafficking and saving children. And you know how I am with seniors, so seniors as well. So we're at the end of our show, and I have one more question, and I'm going to start wonderful husband Scott. Now, Scott, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, and I want you to share with our audience, and I just want you to think about it for a minute, this question. And I want you to share with the audience, because I know that there are women that are listening that really need to recognize what good is. So when you look at your beautiful wife, tell me, what do you see?
I see encouragement. I see passion. I see strength. I see someone that's got a great heart, a great personality, one of the most positive people I've ever come across and met in my whole entire life. Just from things that she's been through and, you know, her background and stuff like that. I mean, I find myself sometimes thinking, what am I complaining about with this? You know, you never realize how good we have it sometimes until you come across somebody else that's fought something multiple times or been in different situations multiple times. And so I see all those things. And then most importantly, I see that it's my wife. And so I'm truly blessed to be able to, you know, have my wife like the way that she is. And just to know that it's going to, you know, it's a forever thing. We've both, again, talked about it. We know our feelings. We know, you know, kind of like what we're going to deal with and what we're not going to deal with. And so we've agreed on that. And we've just made that commitment to each other that we're going to be there for each other regardless of what happens. And so, you know, we even talked about what we're going to make tomorrow night for dinner. So we got to know at least it's going to last tomorrow night.
We're going to make it through Valentine's Day for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We did plan Tuesday's dinner as well. So
we got to make it through Tuesday.
I'm telling you, you need a cooking show. I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Right.
Well, I just want to thank you both for coming. And again, Linda, I'm going to ask you the same thing about your husband. What is it after everything that you've gone through? And I know more about what you've gone through in life than I do, Scott. Someday, Scott, we'll have a nitpick about your life. But after everything you've gone through, when you look at your husband now, what do you see?
I have to think for a second. No, I'm kidding. he already used some of my words, but I see, well, okay, this is going to sound kind of lame, but I see my guardian. So, like you talked about, the, you know, him as a four guardian, he definitely supports me, and I could go to him with anything and say anything, and I will get honest, open, supportive feedback. If he thinks it's a dumb thing, he'll tell me. That hasn't happened yet, but it could.
I doubt it, but it could, Scott.
It could. Obviously, we, you know, our sense of humor is good. We can tease each other. We can laugh together, and we can cry together, and that's huge. If you can handle the up and the downs, and you're okay, whatever that may be, there's no, you know, if I, you know, go back to my doctor and get tested and my cancer is back, he's going to be supportive and jump in and do whatever's needed.
What
as
a
opposed
concept,
to
right?
You know, freaking out. Yeah.
But as opposed to, let's not say bad word, okay?
Don't say bad words. But no, you know, it's one of those things. I know there'd be no concern about, oh my gosh, how am I going to tell my husband? It'll just be, I have to tell
right.
my husband. And I know right. he'll be there. And that's huge. And yeah, the commitment is here. There's no question about the commitment. I trust him 100%. That's, you know, I see love when I look at him.
And I think, if I could add something real quick, I think that
absolutely.
I think that trust is a big thing. And I just want to add that because I didn't mention that, but trust is a big thing. And especially we're both being in careers that are, you know, out in the field, we're dealing with, you know, all different types of people and stuff like that. You know, everybody has the chance if they want to cheat and do stuff like that, you know? So there's got to be trust. And that's one of the things that I have is, you know, completely trustworthy, but then I also trust her because, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, you're going to go from one relationship to another. If you can't trust somebody, you know, your house has got to be built on stable ground. It can't be built on, you know, shifting sand.
Amen to that. I swear, I'm telling you, there's a lot of wisdom just with you two individually, but collectively, it's amazing. And there's so many women that need to hear just how authentic your love is, how authentic your joy is. And so we're going to end this with a song because it reminded me of you two, your relationship, and the hope that you guys throw out in the world just by being you. And that's the greatest thing that God has given us, because the one thing I can always say to Linda and all the ladies and to you too now, Scott, just do what God is telling you to do for him. And oh my gosh, you come together and it is just this ray of sunshine. So I just want to thank the audience for listening. I want to thank our guests today, Linda and Scott Herring, for coming. I want everyone to have a joyful Valentine's Day tomorrow. Linda, would you like to share with the audience how they can get a hold of you? Because investigating who you are getting involved with is very important, ladies. Please don't get catfished. Please don't get all those things that are going on out there. So, Linda, please share with the audience before we go how to get a hold of you, and Scott, how to get a hold of you, because both of you are an example and you represent what people want to be. So, share.
Okay. I'm all over social media, either Linda J. Berg Herring on Facebook, LJB Investigations, or OC Lady PI on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and everywhere else. My email address is OCLadyPI@gmail.com.
And Scott?
All right. So my email address is scott@swherring.com. And that's H-E-R-R-I-N-G, Herring. I'm on social media. My Instagram account is Scott Herring Comedy. I have a TikTok, which is The Investigator Life. And my Facebook is also Scott Herring Comedy, or I have one for Sly Spy. And so that's how you can get a hold of me.
Good. And again,
find one of us,
both.
Find the other one.
Exactly. You're connected at the hip now. Again, I just want to thank everybody for coming. It's a beautiful day outside, and these two glorious souls that God has brought into my life are truly a ray of sunshine, and I love that sound. So as we go off, happy Valentine's Day. Again, thank you so much, and here we go.
1, 2, 3. I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time to kill today, and I wish I had a dime for every bill I got.
summer never ends. With my guitar on the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion, and everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl's so sweet. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing, and every single song needs a little releasing. Stereo bumper till the sun goes down, and I only wanna hear that sound.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace. Destiny, coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
4Radio.com.